This is HPR episode 2300 entitled, The First Intel CompuStick. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 11 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a talk about the original Intel CompuStick with Ubuntu Factory installed.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
And I want to do a podcast today about my Intel CompuStick. I was in Amsterdam 2 years ago at the SUSECON, and they had a Media Mart across the way from the Central Station, down the street about 800 meters or so, and it was a really fantastic Media Mart. If you're German or been in Germany, you have German Media Marts, and Media Mart is all over Europe. Now the Dutch one has a little bit different stuff, and I walked in there, and lo and behold, they had an Ubuntu Intel stick, and the specs on it weren't so great. You know, you get a gigabyte of RAM, and you get a 8 gigabyte of storage space, and then some of that storage space was taken up by a recovery image, and it had some strange stuff going on with UEFI on the boot structure on it, and it wasn't very usable in the state in which I bought it. It was just dog-ass slow, you know. I don't think I'm supposed to say ass in this thing. Sorry about that. But it was really slow, and I really didn't know what to do. I kept it, and I looked at it in the corner, and I was like, Canonical, you've done it to me again. You've let me buy a piece of hardware with your stuff on it that absolutely sucks. And so I started looking around. I kept it about a year, just after the second SUSECON, and, you know, that all said, even with the stock stuff that was on it, I was able to put movies on the SD card that goes with it and watch movies in the hotel room while I'm traveling. And that was pretty much the primary purpose of the whole thing. And, it was just such a hard thing to get used to, and it was slow and awful. So how did I make it better? Well, I went on the internet and I looked, and I found out that I wasn't the only one that was sort of disgruntled at Canonical for having done this to me. I really don't blame Intel that much for it. It's a solid piece of hardware. It's just that Canonical provided the wrong image and the wrong way to do that with that product. And so I started looking, and there was this guy on the internet. He was doing a Linuxum site, and he offered different flavors of this with a special kernel that was already had the Wi-Fi all worked out, so you could actually take and put whatever you wanted onto the stick, but then you had to get a USB Ethernet thing, an actual physical cable thing, and plug it into a hub, and then you'd have to build from GitHub the Wi-Fi thing. And I was like, that sounds like a real easy way to get, you know, to ruin like a week of trouble. And so I was like, okay, I drove over to the Conrad and I got a 15 euro wireless keyboard to go with it. Wireless keyboard, wireless trackpad. It's a cheap one to keep it work from when I wanted to plug it into the monitor at work and update it or something. And then I got it back to the hotel. Or first you download the image and then you flash it to a USB stick, and then you stick the hub into the single port on the CompuStick and you boot it. But before I did that, I got an ISO image of Gparted. And I went through the 8 gigabyte and took away all those backups and everything that they had. They had a bunch of images on there that were taking up like 1.8 gigabytes of space. And I was like, okay, so then I made a list of things that I really needed on there. Because after I reinstalled everything, there was only like 1.2 gigabytes of space. And so the only thing extra that I added was Kodi to this particular device. And so it fits, and it's got like about 1.2 gigabytes left, and plus the card. And so I went and I put all my movies and YouTube and music and anything else that I might want to have in the hotel room. I also did a Samba to it. If I didn't want to listen through the speakers of the TV in the hotel room, I could connect my my Amazon tablet or my phone to it. So I ended up, after I repartitioned everything, I ended up putting the Lubuntu image on it, and I had 700 megs left in memory, which made things significantly easier on this whole thing. And I thought a lot about Mate, you know, putting Ubuntu Mate on there, but in the moment, it's working really, really well. And I had to install the other interesting was, okay, you're in the hotel room, but you don't have your wireless keyboard, and it's only got one USB port. And if you didn't bring a USB hub with you, you know, what are you going to do? And so I have a wireless mouse for work, and I was able to, you know, get that and click around in there and stuff. But what I had to do was I had to, the next time I was at work with the cheap wireless keyboard trackpad thing, I had to install an on-screen keyboard. You go to accessibility in Lubuntu, and it's like keyboard, and then you just put that in there, and then you can type with your mouse, click over everything inside the keyboard, and so all you need is really a wireless mouse, and you don't need a extra bulky little keyboard in your bag when you're traveling or anything like that. It just works straight away. And so what I do is typically I'll get to the hotel room and I'll set up my workstation area and set up the TV, and then we'll, you know, I'll start streaming music, or I'll listen to a little bit of YouTube video or the small MP3 collection on there. And that was a really great thing about it. You can go up to 128 gigabytes on that little micro SD card that you attach to it. And you can, you know, load that as frequently as you want. So it worked out really, really well in the hotel. And so I always have something. I never have to buy any, like, premium movies at the hotel, you know, where you pay extra for the two or three year old movies at the hotel there, or the premium content. I think really the only thing that I've watched at a hotel room this year was I was in southern France, and I actually turned on the BBC to watch the Super Bowl. So the tells you about the proliferation of the NFL. They have the Super Bowl on the BBC in France on normal TV that you can get at the hotel without paying for it. So that was great. And it helps out a lot too with if I want to listen to something extremely technical while at work or as background noise at work, if I want to listen to something technical, or if I want to stream Hacker Public Radio, get Carl caught up on all the episodes, it works flawlessly. It works flawlessly, and the performance is improved by 90% just by going in, taking Gparty, cleaning out that whole thing, putting the lightest of the Luxem distros in there, and I saw the 0.2 release there, but I haven't gone and downloaded it. I've been really happy with it. So this is the original Ubuntu Intel stick. So it's not the cutting edge hardware. I've actually seen a lot of people have a better life with a Raspberry Pi. All right, well, you take care, and I hope you have a nice day. I hope this was sort of beneficial about the Intel CompuStick and using Linux on it, and the Luxem website. The way you do it is you just put your serial number for your Intel stick in and type LUX, and it comes right up. Alrighty, y'all have a great day, and if you have any comments, please write jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.